We've been searching for holiday recipes among the NPR staff these past few weeks. We've heard about Linda Wertheimer's leftover turkey tacos. That's with leftover turkeys. The tacos themselves are not leftover. And Nina Totenberg's supreme sausage stuffing. I added the supreme. We're going to turn now to Vicky Diaz Camacho, who's an intern at NPR's Arts Desk. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
First off, where are you interning from?
I graduated from KU.
You graduated from KU?
Yes.
Kansas or Kentucky? Or
University
which one?
Of Kansas.
University mm-hmm. of Kansas.
In okay. Lawrence, Kansas.
I understand your family's from Puerto Rico.
Yes.
Okay. Let's begin with the main course, mofongo.
Mofongo, okay. Well,
that's mashed plantains, I know, and that's yeah. about all I know.
It's mashed and it's fried, so that's what makes it so good.
Yeah, well, frying anything, helps everything. What else goes in there?
A bunch of garlic. Usually I put 3 to 5 cloves. Mm-hmm. And then you add in a little bit of beef broth
beef
as
broth.
Well, if
yeah.
you want.
I've heard of bacon.
Yes, oh. bacon or uh-huh. chicharrones, which is fried pigskin.
Oh, my.
And I know that that sounds a little bit odd, but it's totally tasty.
Give us the sequence of the recipe, if you
okay.
can.
So first you have to get some green plantains. Mm-hmm. You cut them into inch circles. Mm-hmm. You just fry them for a good 2 minutes. You put them in a big wooden bowl, mm-hmm. and then you smash it with a pilon, which is just another mashing device.
Mm-hmm. You could, in theory, use a spoon if you didn't have a pilon,
yeah,
right?
you could use a potato masher, yeah. anything yeah. that mashes, really.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go ahead and grab your garlic butter, mm-hmm. a little bit of cilantro. That's something that my grandma would always add. Is cilantro because yeah. it just has a great flavor.
Sure.
So you have the fried goodness with that cilantro freshness.
Uh-huh. And then the bacon you just...
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I understand you have a dessert recipe for us too.
Yes.
Which is what?
Tembleque.
That one I don't know.
Okay. The definition of it is pretty much wiggly, shaky. It trembles.
It's
get
tembleque,
it? Tembleque.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So it's a coconut pudding mm-hmm. / jello. And the thing that my grandmother would always do is add freshness. So with lime zest inside and then put cinnamon on top.
My.
Mm-hmm.
And you serve that cold, I imagine,
yes.
right? Yeah.
Yes. You bring that to a boil, uh-huh. Put a little bit of cornstarch in the coconut milk,
uh-huh.
and then you go ahead and add your lime zest in there, a little bit of cinnamon,
uh-huh.
and then once that goes down to a simmer, you put that into a mold so that it looks really pretty, uh-huh. especially for the holidays.
Mm, right, yeah.
And then you freeze that overnight. That way it holds its shape.
Yeah, yeah.
And I always serve it for Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Yeah.
But it's so good. You just want to make it year-round.
So who's the source of wisdom for these recipes?
My family? Grandmother. My oh. grandmother's the one who always made this, you know, tembleque and then also mantecaditos, which are just butter cookies on the yeah. side. But she's always been the cook. And my grandfather would always infuse it with extra pizzazz because of his mother, you know?
yeah.
So just hearing those stories from him made me want to learn to make these recipes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And ever since then, I've just taken it over.
You're going to see him during the holidays?
Yes. And I'm going to make him a feast.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I'll appreciate that a lot, you know.
Yes, they do.
And we appreciate it. Vicky Diaz Camacho from the NPR Arts Desk. Thanks so much.
Thank you.